Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Catfish Hunter. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Catfish Hunter. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Virals reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virals moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Virals scores. Cardenal moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is hit by the pitch. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verhals strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Duncan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Cater moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Munday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cater scores. Green moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Duncan reaches second base with a double. Green scores. Munday goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Jack Hamilton. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Munday. Sheinblum reaches second base with a double. Alvis moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alvis tags and scores. Sheinblum tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Williams now pitching. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verhals fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Green moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to third for the out. Monday moves to second. One out. Catfish Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the mound. Williams catches it and throws to first to double up Duncan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-2 in the game. Fossey strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Alvis hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. K Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Monday takes first base on ball four. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Duncan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Tony Horton. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Ken Harrelson now playing first base. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Catfish Hunter. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tartabull for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.